Consequences. Kuma drops Bonnie with the revolutionaries and leaves to keep watch over Sunny because a god preemptively thanked him for it, and what else are you supposed to do in that situation? Bonnie tells everyone about the future on account of she is 12, accidentally puts Sabo in a 3-day coma, and sends letters to her past self double about situations she should avoid. Sabo is on babysitting duty. He teaches her to kill. Garp retires peacefully to Windmill Village for exactly 1 month, whereupon he gets bored and goes to harass his son and also his son's army. Nobody is happy about this, including him. Especially him. Unfortunately, he is a revolutionary now. Rayleigh catches up with Luffy and absolutely fails to impress upon his little rubber brain the magnitude of how much the government is about to want to kill him, but does manage to convince him to go ahead with his 2-year plan. Jinbei continues to defer his religious crisis. Very strong chance Kobe finishes waking up and quits the Marines on the spot. Aiva is remarkably disappointed by Sanji. Admiral Akainu, extremely dead, is replaced by Kisaru 2. Kisaru 2 appears identical to Kisaru 1, but nobody can tell why he has a trauma response to Straw Hat Luffy. Aokiji becomes Fleet Admiral and ushers in a new era of marine mediocrity. Shanks laughs his ass off.